Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny today with a high of 81. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 53. Tonight, partly cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as political season continues to grow across the nation and here in the state of Kansas, Kansas now sees a fifth political party officially be recognized within the state. As KSNT News reports it, as of Friday last week, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab announced the release of the, quote, United Kansas political party as they met all the necessary requirements to become an officially recognized political party in the state. In a statement from the Secretary of State last week, he said United Kansas joins No Labels Kansas and the Libertarian Party that were recognized back in 1992 as a minor political party. It cannot participate in the August primary election and must instead nominate candidates for the November general election via convention or caucus by noon as of June 3rd. A minor party can become a major political party and be entitled to nominate its general election candidates at the August primary if its candidate for governor receives more than 5% of the statewide vote.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
A package that was deemed suspicious by law enforcement in the state of Kansas had temporarily shut down U.S. Highway 24 over the weekend in northwest Kansas. As KSN reports that according to the Sherman County Sheriff's Office, they had closed the highway between Road 3 and Canarado, where they say a resident of Canarado had contacted local law enforcement after they found a suspicious device at Briggs Park, which is on the south end of the highway on a western edge of Canarado. Law enforcement had shut down the highway to investigate what the package may be before reopening the road. In other news, a public employee for the city of Kansas City has been fired after tweeting and then deleting a tweet regarding Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker. WIBW reports that according to Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, they have confirmed that the person who sent the tweet regarding Butker's city of residence was no longer employed by the city during an interview. City Council also planned to read a resolution offering, quote, a formal apology to Harrison Butker from the city of Kansas City and recognizing that Kansas City is a welcoming city to people of all religions.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilders announced earlier this week that he is launching a new lawsuit against the social media app TikTok for its branding as a family website. Here's what he had to say, courtesy of KSNB Local 4.
TikTok is not giving Nebraskans, especially Nebraska parents, truthful and accurate and honest information about how its platform works. We did our own investigation here in Nebraska. We've worked over the last almost 2 years on an investigation into TikTok. And let me just give you a flavor of the types of things that we saw, which I think is scandalous and alarming. And any parent in the state of Nebraska should be outraged.
In other news, 20 Nebraska State Patrol troopers were honored earlier this week for keeping Nebraska roads safe from impaired drivers. The troopers received the Heroes Awards from the organization known as MAD, which stands for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Colonel John Boldick, the superintendent of the Nebraska CA Patrol, says that every DUI arrest is a potential of saving life. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week spoke with the sheriff and construction manager for a proposed jail project and are considering an option to build new administrative offices east of Marysville at the 11th Terrace location and contracting outside counties for prisoner containment. The construction manager will work with an estimated cost and meet with the architect for design drawings. Commissioners voted unanimously to pledge $5,000 from the Special Parks Fund toward a planning grant match for a rail trail extension in Marysville, which would connect downtown with a trailhead. City of Marysville has pledged another $5,000 and Marshall County Partnership for Growth $10,000 toward the effort, which would require a 20% match of $100,000 for the planning grant, which would include not only trail connections but infrastructure improvements along the route. Washington County Commissioners moved forward hiring Ryan Kern as Economic Development and Tourism Director, beginning June 3rd at a salary of $59,000 annually. Funding would come from $120,000 that has been budgeted in recent years and given to the Washington County Economic Partnership. A breakdown of that funding is to be finalized. The county clerk advised the election fund would go well over budget this year. Commissioners took no action as to distributing some $10,000 accumulated in a Parks and Recreation Fund, noting that dividing that total would leave smaller amounts for projects. Nemaha County Commissioners will meet in special session Wednesday, 8 a.m., to consider adoption of a resolution regarding renewal of a health care sales tax in Nemaha County. Dylan Keim of Seneca is filed for state representative for the 62nd District, which includes Nemaha, Brown, and a portion of Jackson County. Currently serving as the Nemaha County Commissioner, Dylan Keim will face fellow Republicans Sean Wilson of Holton and Dorothy Goodman of Sabetha in the August primary. Jacqueline A. Jackie Turnbull, age 83, of Elites, passed away May 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Jackie Turnbull. Michael D. Mike Leisberg, age 69, of Hanover, passed away May 25th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mike Leisberg. Pamela J. Pam Steerwalt, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Emmanuel Stateline Lutheran Church, south of Wymore. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8. At the Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Pam Steerwalt. Melvin L. Dorf, Sr., age 83, of Burchard, passed away May 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at American Lutheran Church in Philly. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Melvin Dorf, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and lime pears. Tomorrow, chicken salad, baby bakers, strawberry spinach salad, mandarin oranges, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Staying sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers are possible into Wednesday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday still, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and more scattered showers possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. And scattered showers are possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. And more scattered showers possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May 80, record high on this date 95, the average low 59, the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:45, sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Sunny and 53 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of May. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in Free Sports Physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Brooms out in Indianapolis.
4 seconds to go. Kick out Jalen. Can they get to him to commit the foul? They cannot, and it's over.
98.5, the Sports Hub on the call. The Pacers led by as many as 9 points in the fourth quarter, but yet again could not close out the Celtics. Jalen Brown's jumper tied it at 102. Then, with 45 seconds left on the clock,
Jalen stops on a dime, dribbles to the middle of the floor, jump pass out of the corner. Derek White for three. Got it! Derek White from the right corner has given Boston a 105-102 lead.
The Celtics complete the four-game sweep of the Pacers. Brown led all scorers with 29 points. He takes home the aptly named Larry Bird Trophy as MVP of the conference final. Boston headed back to the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 seasons. Pre-game, a moment of silence remembering two-time NBA champion and legendary broadcaster Bill Walton, who died Monday after battling cancer. Tributes to Big Red pouring in all day, including from fellow UCLA alum and NBA rival Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who declared Walton wasn't happy unless he did everything he could to make everyone around him happy. Bill Walton was 71. To the ice, Stanley Cup Western Conference Finals in Edmonton. Jason Robertson, the hero for Dallas.
Dallas still keeps possession. Robertson in deep, baked it, he scored! A hat-trick goal! Robertson outweighed Skinner, looked for a window, banked it off him and in. And with 8:06 to go, Robertson's hat-trick gives Dallas the 4-3 lead.
On 96.7, the ticket, the Stars would tack on an empty netter for the 5-3 victory and a 2-1 series lead. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Shine up your ride for the 33rd Annual Auto Fest in downtown Marysville, Saturday, June 1st. The fun begins Friday with a cruise from 5:30 till 8:30 and live music at 9. Saturday events include registration from 8 until noon with a car show noon until 2 and awards at 2:30. They'll have a barbecue contest plus a beer garden, games, food vendors, and live music. $20 per car entry fee with $500 in cash giveaways, trophies, and best of show wins $500. The 33rd Annual Auto Fest in downtown Marysville, Saturday, June 1st, part of the Big Blue River Days in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures point to a higher opening, boosted by comments from European banking officials that inflation on the continent may be under control. Economists expect the European Central Bank to start cutting rates as early as next month. As for the United States, well, don't hold your breath. Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari tells CNBC he'd like to see, quote, many more months of positive inflation data before he would support an interest rate cut here. The rally in precious metals is taking a breather, but with gold, silver, and copper still trading near record highs. Weakness in the U.S. dollar helped to push gold to a new all-time top of $2,449.89 on Monday. While work forges ahead on electric vehicles, three rival Japanese car companies, Toyota, Mazda, and Subaru, are teaming up to develop next-generation internal combustion engines. They're to run on synthetic fuel, liquid hydrogen, and biofuel. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new ride is easier to find than you think with Crown Over Auto Sales. From reliable compact models to full-size trucks, swing by the lot on East Highway 36 in Marysville and let Ethan or Andrew get you into something that fits your style. Friendly hometown service with financing options available. Contact Crown Over Auto Sales today.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Washington, D.C. moves forward with a farm bill of 2024 after delaying the conversation from last year in 2023. The House Agricultural Committee officially passed at the end of last week their version of their next five-year farm bill. But congressional leaders say that they are less than hopeful that the bill will get across the finish line before the new fall deadline, as they're already a year behind. As South Dakota U.S. Congressman Dusty Johnson is one of the six main authors of the House version of the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024, and says the bill includes several different things that he heard while holding listening sessions in South Dakota last week.
We had people say, listen, we're in a drastically different input environment than we were 6 or 7 years ago. Inflation on fertilizer, on energy products, this has really changed our cost of production. And so we did. We increased pretty dramatically the reference prices in Title I. We did increase some of the premium support and crop insurance. We also did, and this will be a big thing for corn country, there's a voluntary base acre update in there. There have been that's old data in the system that is really impacting those risk management tools for producers. Those are all big changes.
He goes on to say that some of the perks include the rural development title that includes a rural broadband across the nation as well.
I was the lead subcommittee chairman on the rural development title, which we make a big change here. We should not be investing dollars in networks that only meet our needs today. We want to make sure we're investing in networks that meet our needs 10 years from now. And so we really dramatically up the speed that we're going to give somebody a loan or a grant to build a very rural broadband network. We want to make sure those speeds are 250 megabits per second or 500 megabits per second download speed. Upping those speeds is a big get.
Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas said that it will be a hurdle as 80% of the farm bill's price tag goes to the nutritional programs.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Soybean galmage, a pest discovered in Kansas last year, feed on soybean fields and can cause great losses for Kansas growers. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff explains how the pest inflicts harm and the extent of their damage.
This pest can be pretty devastating. So it's a tiny little fly that lays eggs in the plants, and then their maggots basically consume tissue inside the stems of the plants, and this leads to severe lodging and outright plant death, and it could be quite widespread pretty quickly in the fields that get infested. From the field edge, which is where the infestations typically start, to about 100 foot into the field, you could have complete yield loss.
He discusses diagnosing a soybean galmage infestation within a field and how to identify them.
Start looking on the edges of fields for plants that are wilting. Look at the base of the plants. They might have swollen, darkened base of the stems. And so if you see symptoms like that, wilting, you know, weird, brittle, darkened stem bases, take those plants and cut them down the middle and look for maggots inside the stem. And if you do see some maggots, especially if they're bright orange, reach out to your local extension professionals and let us know, because early detection for this pest is really important, as it's likely to continue to expand as in other states over the years. So we just need to be very vigilant and looking for this pest and getting the word out. A midge is a tiny fly. So soybean gall midges are really small gnat-like flies, you know, just a couple millimeters long. They have a bright orangish body. They have mottled wings, and their legs are striped. The maggots, which would be on the inside of the plants, started out as just kind of a clear, cream-colored little maggots, and as they mature, they become bright, bright orange.
Zukoff relays the control techniques recommended for soybean galmage. Due to their recent emergence, no insecticides are available.
There are a couple cultural things people can consider if you have a field that's been infested very heavily, or if you have a field that you want to plant next to a field that was infested last year, you might consider not planting near those fields. You could rotate to a different crop for a season or two, and that could help reduce the population. And finally, there is some promising work looking at cultural technique of hilling soil at the base of the plants early on in the season. And so what that's doing is preventing the adult midges from actually getting eggs laid in those stems because it's protected by soil. But work for that is ongoing. It might not be very practical for everybody.
That was Anthony Zukoff, K-State Extension entomologist, on soybean gall midges' recent appearance in Kansas. Learn more at www.entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Walking is good for your health, but as a weight loss strategy, not so much. Some news to take in stride today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 28th. It is the 149th day of the year, and musician John Fogerty has a birthday. For years, 10,000 steps per day has been the recommended activity goal for a healthy lifestyle. But a study at BYU indicates that walking alone has no effect on weight control. They found essentially no differences between groups who took 10,000 or 15,000 paces per day when controlling calorie intake. It's not an argument for staying on the couch, though. Brisk activity provides an emotional boost, and exercise tends to curb the appetite, making it easier to reduce calorie intake. So if you're a step counter, keep it up. Just know that the benefits come in a more roundabout way. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 56 with sunshine this hour. Highs warm a few degrees into the middle 80s for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A senior in high school and a pledge to Kansas University has broken another record in track and field, clearing 17 feet and 7 inches for the pole vault, along with also breaking a new personal record for the relay, as he says he ended up breaking his record from last year of 17 feet 2 inches at the pole vault.
We did our senior prank the night before. I was up all night, and then we had to get up early for some senior graduation stuff. So I just put together what I thought would be an okay jump day, try to make some bars, and we ended up keeping going up, making 17.2. Then I made 17.9 on my second attempt, really unexpected on that pole. I've only made 17.2 on that pole before, so that was a new pole PR for that.
Had audio from KSN News where they say he was unable to break his father and his brother's records that they hold in the state and at Kansas University of 18 feet.
State baseball finals Friday saw Trinity Academy of Wichita fall to Topeka Hayden in the championship 5-3 after they defeated Frontenac in the semifinals, taking Marysville in first-round play on Thursday. In the softball state championship, Holcomb finishes fourth, falling to Trinity Academy in the consolation 14-3 after they lost to Silver Lake 12-2 in the semifinals, advancing with a win over Marysville in first-round play Thursday. KNDY will spotlight area athletes in the state track meet from Wichita during our updates on sports with Axtell Centralia Tuesday, Hanover and Lynn Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, and Marysville and Washington County on Friday.
Dominating another weekend at state track last Saturday in Wichita, the Axtell boys repeated as 1A state champs, winning the meet by more than 30 team points. Also claiming their third straight TVL League Meet Championship earlier this year, the boys' team started the weekend hot in field events with junior Brandon Schmelsley claiming gold in boys' long jump and 10th in triple jump, with senior Sawyer Dieters bringing home the bronze in shot put and a 6th place finish in discus. By a first place finish in the open 800 and the 2 mile, senior Grady Wilson finished the weekend with a second place finish in the mile. In the hurdles, and only a sophomore, Landon Schmitz brought home gold and bronze in the 110 and 330 hurdles respectfully, while the 4x8 team of Alton Heinen, Gavin Shaughnessy, Wyatt Detweiler, and Grady Wissing claiming the Axtell boys' 5th gold of the weekend. The lone female competitor for the Eagles, junior Kylie Smith, finished her weekend bringing home the bronze in triple jump. Sending 4 individual competitors to state track this year, the Centralia Panthers had a strong showing from junior Tatum Kramer. Claiming a ticket in the open 100 and 400 meters, Kramer was able to bring home silver in the 100. Freshman Josie Haverkamp showing a strong 8th place finish in her first trip to state in girls shot put. The 4x8 relay team of Tayden Kramer, Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer, and Keely Rempe finishing 7th. With 2 boys competitors, Reese Tanking finishing 15th in long jump, and Ben Haverkamp finished at 7th in javelin. Stay tuned to KNDY all week as we recap state track action from all area athletes.
Marysville American Legion baseball team opens play at Clifton Clyde. Doubleheader this evening, games at 6 and 8. Games at Seneca on Wednesday evening. Marysville home opener versus Doniphan County this Saturday, the 2nd of June. Games at 3 and 5 p.m. at Feldhausen Field.
KNDY.